Good morning, past week's Daf, Maseches Evim, Daf Nun Ches. The topic that we're discussing over here is how we set up the Tchum after we already decided the Tchum Ha'ir, to set up what is the Tchum B'Sri itself. Now we're ready to set up the 2,000 Amos Tchum, which is around the city. And this sugya discusses how it's done when you have ground which is not even, you have a valley, you have a hill, fences, walls, these kind of things. Different halachas. Now, I think the best way to do this, to put it together, will be, you know, to do the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the Mishnah Berurah. But we'll first just quickly go through the sugis just to see the Gemara a little bit, to see where things come from. And then we'll put it together, you know, to see how it's set up in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah says, and stuff in the Mishnah on Chesam Bezam and Badam, the Mishnah says, Ein Meiden El Bechevel Shul Nenamo, Lai Pachas Lai Yosem. The way we set up the 2,000 Amot Chum, how do we make the measurements? We make the measurements using a chevel, a rope, which is 50 amos. 50 amos. And, we do this 400 times. And that's how you get your 2,000 amos. Using a rope.
40 times, eh?
40 times. 40 times, excuse me. 40 times. Yeah. 40 times 50 is the 2,000. Lepachas v'yaser in size. V'layimdet ela k'negei libay. The Mishnah goes on, and using two people over here, one's holding each end. They have to hold it opposite their heart. The idea is that they should be holding it in the same place, that the rope should be even. Should be even. That way the measurement is more accurate. Ha'imod v'gi l'gay. Or l'geder. Mavliyah. The Mishnah says that if they're making the measurements and they reach a spot, either a valley or a gather, some kind of fence, mavliyah. It's an uneven ground over here. There's halacha of havlo v'chayz midase. The concept of havlo is, let's talk about, well, lagai in general, that, you know, you have some kind of valley over here. So the halacha is that even though, you know, you might think that in walking space it goes down, so you walk down and you come up, and that all should be part of the cheshbon. That's the halacha of havlo, that we could swallow up, that if the chevel, if the rope, reaches from one end to the next end, so we could just count only the surface above, and we don't have to count the ground that goes underneath over there. And similarly, if you have something which is going above the ground, and he could go back. And we'll see the Gemara talks about this, as Rashi already tells us in the Mishnah what this is referring to. The fact that he goes back, his measurement, but it's not like, you know, he went away. Gilahar comes to a mountain. Mavliya v'chayz l'midasei. Mavliya, it's kind of havlo, he could swallow it up, that if the incline of the mountain comes back down within 50 amos, so you could swallow it with the chevel over here.
What if it's more than 50 amos, the guy or the har?
Yes, that's the next piece of the Mishnah. Uvelvad shulo yetze chos tatchom. Yeah, the Mishnah says over here that you may do this. However, you can't go out of the tchum in making the measurements over here. Gemara says because it's a ogzeira, right? They see that the people who are making the measurements stepped out of the tchum in order to make the measurements. The person might think that the tchum goes out over there. And we'll see what the case is. Why should one be going out of the tchum over here? This has to do with the with something that we'll see in the Gemara. Im eni yochel avliya, right? This is what you're talking about. Im eni yochel avliya, if you can't be mavliya at all, because, let's say, the valley from one side to the next is more than 50, the rope is not going to reach. So on that, the Gemara says, that there's another way of measuring. Again, you're not going to be measuring the full slope over here. There's a kula which is given. This is something called Mekadrin Bahorim. Not whether this is in a guy, this is a mountain. And the idea, the Gemara will see, the Gemara explains, I just tell you very, very, very short. The Gemara says it like this, that if you'd be, let's say you're on a mountain, right? So if you'd be measuring that mountain itself, you know, so you'd be measuring exactly how the mountain goes up. The din is like this, is that we use a rope which is 4 amas, chevel of dalet amas, and what we have over here is that we have one person standing on the bottom, you know, someone standing, let's say, some 4 amas away, and they can, the top person, the top person will keep the rope connected his feet, the other person will put it connected libay, right? So that way we're not measuring the full diagonal of the mountain. But that way the Gemara says that you gain chatzi koimosu shalish. Right? You're gaining over here this way that, you know, even though if you have counted the full thing, so you're using up your tchum, right, let's say a full 4 amas, right? You'd be measuring this way. Being that you're measuring that way, so you know it'll be less than 4 amas, whatever exactly the cheshbon is going to be, and therefore your tchum will be further later because you're not using up your 2,000 amas. Right? So I don't know exactly if there's a formula for this exactly what it is, but Gemara says that you gain chatzi koimosu shalish, right? On each measurement,
which would have equaled something flat.
We'll see. You know, if you have to measure the walking space of the mountain, so let's say, so this really would have, let's say, this would have been 4 amas, right? Let's say actually using that. Let's go a little different. Let's say I'm just using this for measurement. Let's say four and a half amas. But now that you're measuring it from here to here, this person sitting over here, so that 4.5 amas is, this 4.5 amas is only 4 amas. Let's say. Right, so of tchum wise, you only use the 4 amas, and therefore at the end, right, you'll be able to go further. Right, so if you do this many times,
it's not as good as straight, because you're still on an angle.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not as good as straight. It's not straight.
It could be straight.
I mean, how you're setting up probably it is straight.
Oh.
Right, you're probably keeping it straight. Right. His feet and your
different raglov, so it's pretty much straight.
Right.
So it would be like it's no different.
A lot of different pieces.
Yeah, but it would pull out as though it were flat.
Yeah.
Theoretically,
it moved all those straight into one line. Yeah, it would be just right everywhere.
Yeah,
it'll equal out. That's what it is.
If it's perfect, it will. But if the angle is steeper or less steep, then
yeah, that's what I would think.
And do they mean
it's better?
Do they mean dafka by the feet and the heart? In other words, that's right, because that's going to change to get the straight line would change depending on the angle. So if they mean dafka, then it's not going to be perfect.
But if it was a straight line, then it'll come out.
Saying,
to be,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Straight line.
That'd be like steps, right?
Steps.
Right. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the second halacha over here. If you can't be mavliya, then we have this din of mekadrin b'horim. To mekadrin. And what's this? It's lav dafka by horim. He's using it over here, but you have the same idea by a valley. You know, same thing also like that. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Minan amili, the first thing is that you use a rope 50 of 50 amas. Minan amili, omar vul marav. So makro, orach ha-chotze mei ba'amon, referring to the chotze of the Mishkan, that the length was 100 amas, v'roichav chamishim b'chamishim. The Pasuk says that the width is chamishim b'chamishim. Right? The width is really only one chamishim. What's the second chamishim? So the Gemara learns from over there, Amra Tera, Bechevel Shal Chamishim Ama Midoid. That measurement should be done with a rope of 50 Amas. This Kibshuta is an Esmachta, because the Din Tchumin, like most Tanoim, is Din Rabbonon.
Can't, I mean, we have many Dinim where there's measurements. So can't that possibly
be
used?
It could be. Maybe it's for Egla Rufa, like these other halachas that the Mora talks about. Yeah, that could be. That could be. I hear what you're saying.
Can we ask a question on this pasuk here?
Yeah, make sense.
The, what I was talking about is, some of the commentators said that this is a smak of alma. Since you want to say that Tchum is Derbanan, so the ring in pasuk is a proof of a 50, right? So,
therefore,
according to that opinion,
Sirvan,
there
would
be a smak of Alma. Right. So, we
want
to say that maybe, no, it doesn't have to be, because
really, when it comes to Egel Rufa. Mm-hmm, right.
That's a possibility.
It's divisive. So, why would you say that the 50 Alms is coming from that thing, not necessarily from that? Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely in Orgimor. In Orgimor, right, the Pasuk is not coming for Orgimor. Right. You want to say that you know, let it be in the rice, and we're just like applying it to here. Well, why should someone say that it's a mere smacht? I hear the question.
Okay.
Now, on that thing, Gemara asks further. Hami boyle litol chamishim ulusabev chamishim. Gemara says that we had before that the truth is that this second chamishim that says in the pasuk is for a different is needed for something else. Tell us to square out Bichatz HaMishkan, take 50, and the second 50 wrap around and square it out. On that, the Gemara says, So the Gemara explains to us that there's room to learn two things from this Pasuk. From the fact that the Pasuk has an extra Chamishim over there, tells us that measurement should be done with a rope of 50 amas. Okay, so that's that. This is the source of this first din of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says lepachos leyoyser, tano lepachos mei shemarben. We shouldn't use a rope which is less than 50 mei shemarben. I've actually explained that means that it could stretch. It stretches, so it will end up making measurements longer than it should be. For leyoyser mei shemarbeit, and not more than 50, because when it sags something. And so it'll be my Tashir, right?
Can you explain the first one not less? Because why can you say that by the way, if you have more than 50, you also might, I don't know exactly how would
it, when it seems to, it seems to be when it's 50, you know, like it's more than 50, it's sort of heavy, that it sags. So when it's 50, it seems to be that it's heavy enough that, you know, you can't stretch it, but when you pull it, it'll just be exact what it's supposed to be. That seems to be a cutoff line between the sag and the stretch. If something is too shorter, then, you know, the pulling will stretch. You don't have so much weight to oppose the stretching. Now the truth over here, it doesn't tell us exactly how thick the rope is, right? That lechera would have been a big difference over here, what we're talking about, right? So that I didn't see anyone telling us, you know, what the thickness of the rope is, right? Obviously, there's a big difference in how thick the rope is. Now the Gemara comes out over here. I question what the rope is made out of, but the Maskanas HaGemara is, we can see, Tani Rabbi Yosef, right? A little further down over here, Tani Rabbi Yosef. There are three different materials used for a rope, for different halachas. Megeg, shal netzev, shal pishton. And he says over here, the last shal pishton limdida, right? The last three words before the two dots, shal pishton, made out of flax, is limdida, is for measuring. Right? So that's how we paskin like this, that if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Tzadi Tes, Shin Tzadi Tes, Yeah. Oh, you don't have it?
We'll look on the other
side. Yeah, that's the information. That's one over there. The Mechab has the aim made in Tchum Ha'ir, El Bechevel Shal Pishton, Shal Nunama. Right? When making the measurements, it's Bechevel Shal Pishton, a rope made out of flax, linen. Shal Nunama, 50 amas. The Pachas, not any less than that, Shuh Nimtach B'Yeser, stretches too much. Vay Oroch Yeser, and not longer than 50 amas, She'enei Nimtach Karoi. It doesn't, you don't get the full. It sags. Now the Mishabura over here brings in Sifkot and Alpha after Ein Lecho Yofa Lemida Mishal Shaloi Shal Barzel, and even though the right, this is the Gemara, right? Even though that we would think that, you know, if you're using something metal, that's the best, you know, it holds. Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel chains, right? Something that's not subject to stretching. Kach Kibl Chazal, right? That from Pesukim, this is what should be used. Right? So this is the fact that we use this. This is a Kabbalah Chalal that we use this material.
We would definitely have more of a problem with sagging, though.
Well, it depends. It depends if it would be 50, right? If it would be 50, then it would be very heavy. Right, unless he's talking about, you know, again, like lighter chains. We don't know what this means. Like, but you know, but you could have. I mean, what he means is material which doesn't stretch at all. Right, that's what metal is, something like that. Okay, so that's the first thing over here. Now the Gemara contains as follows. Right, the guy. The Mishnah says over here. He should swallow it over and return to his measurements. Now that's a question, what the Mishnah means to return. I mean, you have your valley, let's say, right, which from one end to the other end is, let's say, 40 amas. It's fine, you know, you're mavliyah. You know, what are choyz l'midasai? You're right there. When did you go away? So the Gemara says as follows. Tony choyz l'midasai mechlal dem eni yochel avliyah hoylech l'makom shiochel avliyah. And the fact the Mishnah says that you come back after the Havloah, it would seem to imply that if the Havloah can't be done in the spot where he picked to measure, where he was measuring, you know, until he met up with this guy, let's say, so he could go to a different spot and be mavliya it there, which means as follows, right? Now, let's say he has, let's say this valley, right? You know, it's a long valley, but it's not the same width along the whole thing. he happens to measure like this. He hits the guy over here, and over here, you know, it's 60 amas, let's say. But if he walks some 10, 20 feet in that direction, it narrows. And then he'll be able to, you know, it's only 40 over there. So that's a loch that he could be mavliyah over there and continue till he reaches a spot which is past the edge over there, and then he can continue on. That's what the Mishnah means over here. That's what the Braisa means. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Hoylech l'makam shiyocha l'avliyay u'mavliyay v'tsoyfe k'negin midosay v'choyzer, and then he'll go back and he'll see, he'll look to see where he could continue back where he started from, then he'll go back at that point. Mar ben Zeraya, Tanilal Tarabonon, that this reference in our Mishnah is received as a price that clearly talks about you can move over and be mavliya, swallow there, v'tsoyfe, v'choyz midosa. You look to see when you meet up and come back. That is halacha. Now, first of all, it is that the chiddush over here of being able to go to a different spot to be mavliya it is important to know. Okay, put like this: you have a makam called kineged ha'ir, right? Whatever, wherever you decide where the outskirts of the city are, but you have now the Iker Mokim of Medida, the Iker is Kineged Ha'ir. Right? So, Kipshutai, any time that you're still within Kineged Ha'ir, that's not any Chiddush of Havlo, because you know, you could really measure it in any place Kineged you want. Right? The Chiddush of Havlo is that you could be Mavliyat over here. So even though you're not really on this side, this direction, not Kineged Ha'ir anymore, but you can be Mavliyat over here, as long as you're within the tchum that this side gives you. Right? That's the chiddush of this halacha over here, that you can be mavliya even though you're not really kneged ha'ir, absolutely in this direction. Now, the...
Why does it have to be within the tchum of the other side? Presumably you're not doing this on Shabbos.
Right. So the truth is, I think that's also only because of the gzeira, the people that they see walking out there, mm-hmm. and that's really this halacha of actually it's the chus the tchum, right? That's this gzeira over here.
What do you see that? What do you see in the Gemara? What do you see in the words of the Gemara?
What?
That's what we're talking about here. That's the Mashma in the Gemara.
Oh well. I'm saying it in Svarah. I mean, because you picked to measure it over here, right? You're not. No reason why you have to do it. I mean, you could have started over here also. So I don't need any chiddush to tell me that I could walk over here to be mavliyet. You know, if I could have started measuring here in the first place.
So what about.
But right over here, I can't start the measurement over here. I'm not connected here. Right? So that's why, you know, the Chiddush HaHavlo really starts over there. That's how we understand it. Now, the Rishayim, the Rosh, brings a Yerushalmi, which the Mechaber talks about in Siv Beis. And as when we say that you can't be Mavliya, it's with a hevel of 50, right? But let's say what you're measuring, right? And your measurement is not going to come up exactly that, you know, the last rope, right? Last 50 hits just the end. So let's say you ended up a little bit before, right? And because being that you ended up before, so now your 50 measurement is not going to make it the whole way because you have some land, right? Some straight land that's going to go into your measurement, right? So how do you deal with such a thing like that? Here, if you look in Siv Beis, it says like this: Im Yesh Nohor, talking about a river. We don't talk about rivers really over here, but he's talking about something. Im Yesh Nohor Lefonov L'Soif Ayin Hey Amo. He has a river, something in front of him that he needs to be Mavliya. It's 75 Amos ahead. Right? He made his last measuring. The rope ended over here, and he sees that there's a place which needs Havlo, it's 75 Amos ahead. Now, what's going to happen is if he continues measuring, so he'll have, you know, 50, and then he'll have 25 Amos of regular ground, and then he'll hit the Nohar. And because he's measuring with this rope, 25 Amos will go into it, that's where he's going to get stuck. In the middle, he's not going to make it to the other side. So, look like this. La'achar shemodad nun amo choyzel achorv chof hei amo kidei sheheachevel shel nun amo sholem ad hanor. That the way that we do this is that we do have the right to plan out that the measurement should end up right there, and therefore that we'll back up. Because after you make the second measurement and you have 25 left, so what you do is that you back up 25. And now you measure with the rope till the this nahar. So I mean, this is really a 25, like a half a rope measurement that you're doing over here, right? In order that the next measurement to be able to use the full chevel of nun in order to be mavliya. Right? So that's what we see over here, in this Yerushalmi, that there is a plan to be able to make that you should be able to use the full chevel of nun wherever you end up, because you could back up.
So that's is there any svara why it's preferable to back up than go forward?
Well, how would you go forward?
Well, if you're able to measure 25 backwards, presumably you're able to go 25
forward. But you have to measure with this rope, right? You're measuring, but what you're doing is that you're measuring with a half a rope, right? But how would you do that going forward?
If you're able to do an accurate measurement of 25 amas. So you should be able to do it in either direction.
What was gained?
Well, I'm not fine. How are you gonna be mavliyah?
Someone will stand in the river.
What?
The second person will stand in the river.
No. We're at 0.50 now. Now we're the
0.50. Now we have 25 amas
right.
to the river.
So the Yerushalmi is recommending to figure out where 0.25 is, and then go from 25 to 75. Right? That's what the Yerushalmi is recommending. So the Yerushalmi is assuming that we could make some type of accurate measurement of 25, and then use the rope of 50 to go from 25 to 75. Right? But just as equally as a person can measure backwards 25, you could measure.
And so what will we do if we do that? What are we going to do?
So now we know that at this point is point. You know, we're at 75.
But how are you using the rope to make the measurement? You know, you have to use the rope. You can make a cheshmanis, but afterwards you have to use the rope to do this measurement.
They'll bring it back together.
What?
He'll take the rope, fold it in half, and then he'll know he has 25 left. What was accomplished by doing this?
No, you have to measure with 50. That's how the measurements are. This is how the measurements are. You have to put down a rope every... right. That
he can't put down a rope of 50 because he only has 25 left. What was accomplished by going backwards?
Because now he can put down a rope of 50.
But what was accomplished? He can put down the rope from 50, continue to the halfway point, and you accomplish the same thing.
No, you don't have your rope of 50 out there. Right?
You can't use the rest of the rope. At 25, you come
but,
to the
but,
end.
But this is how the measurement. The measurements are by putting down a rope of 50. So you can't put it out. I mean, you want someone to go out in the middle of the river, you could do that. Right? But assuming that can't be done, so there's no other way of putting out the rope. Right? That's what we need. You're right, we're using our cheshbonis, but we have to use the measurement of the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, so we can make cheshbonis and then put down the rope according to that.
But why couldn't you measure it up to the river?
Right.
Mark the rope and continue after the river from that point forward, and this way he doesn't have to lose the last 25.
No, he's not losing anything, right?
He can't use it in the river.
Yeah, I'm saying, even in the case of the Shami, he's not losing. But in this case,
the Shami is losing because he's going back to measure the previous 25 he's already measured. You're counting the 25 of the previous 50 twice.
Yeah, but it's not going to be subtracted from the tchum, right? We're not going to use that twice. But we just what we need to do is that we need, you know, when we make the measurement, it has to be done with a 50-foot chevel. That's how it has to be done. So I know if I'm overlapping, then the overlap is not going to go in, right? But as far as setting up the measurement, this is how it has to be done. It has to be done with a measurement, right? With this 50 rope, right? So, I mean to do over here is I'm going to have to somehow get it all. That I can't do. That's the problem. The problem is that this rope over here, right, it's not going
to... It has to come to the end of the rope.
Yeah, right, right. That's the thing. That's the halach. It has to be... That's the limud, right? The limud, the measuring has to be done with this 50. So you can make arrangements how you want, but you got to use this. You can't just, you know, figure it out in your head, right? It has to be... So that's what the Yerushalmi over here is telling us. Then therefore we could make the necessary arrangements to give us the full 50 rope to be used for the Havlah, and it will bring us up just to the edge of where we want to do. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara a little further over here. This price that we started talking says like this: Mohayigai meukum, if the valley was bent, meukum doesn't go straight, crooked. Okay, that the pshat that Rashi goes with, which means is that the valley swings around to the other side, and we're talking about that over here, it's too wide. But as it swings around the other side over here, it narrows. So the idea would be that could you make the Havlah? We said that, you know, you can make the Havlah at a different spot. Could you make the Havlah over here? So on that, the Brayta says no. Im hoya gai me'ukam, makdir v'oyle, makdir v'yoyle. That you can't make the Havlah if at a totally different direction. So therefore, this would have the halacha of any yochol avliyah, and then we take on the din of the Mishnah, which is the din of makadrin, to be makdim, makdim v'olam, makdim yerid. Now higia l'koisa. I mean, there was a little question over here that was raised. What's the halacha? What's the halacha if it ends over here, kneged here, let's say, and it's still more than 50 amos, right? So, could I just go over here and measure, you know, when the guy ended, but I'll just, you know, measure over here on this straight land over here. I mean, you know, this idea that I'm being mavliya, I can move over to a spot which is narrower, right? But let's say, you know, at spot further than it, like it ends, right? So over there, definitely I should be able to make the measurements over there. So if that's so, over here, so we have to know exactly what the matzias over here is. That you're saying the guy, it wraps around this way. But why can't I just make the havlo, you know, add over here where there's no guy at all? Right? What, we have to know exactly what the case over here is. Well, for some reason, I can't make the havlo over here, and that's where the halacha is, that havlo is not applicable, and therefore it applies to the din of makadrin. Right? This needs a little explanation, what exactly the case was. Akoponim, the braisa continues on, that being that you, we don't have the havlo option, so we have the din of makadrin, like we explained before. Higil kaisel, ein oimrim yikoyv hakaisel. Now, he reaches a wall. Now, you have to understand that the walls that we're talking about are not necessarily walls that we understand, which are completely zokov, straight up. Right? There's a concept of a wall which is built like that, and therefore it has some kind of slope on it. Higil kaisel, ein oimrim yikoyv hakaisel, elo oimdoi v'hoylechloi. The din of a kaisel, the Braisa says, is a new halacha. Ein oimrim yikoyv hakaisel. Now, if you look in the Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos, ein oimrim yikoyv hakaisel, Tosfos says, pirush, sheyamed kloinzeis aruchim mikan umikan, v'yimtach hachevel mizeh lezeh lahavliyeh. Tosfos over here tells us, and we'll see this is, finds its way, l'halacha, such a thing, that being that havlo has to be done, like we mentioned before, the measurements has to be done with a chevel of 50. So when you have, when you're talking about, you know, a guy, a valley, finds, you know, one person on this and that, and that's, and, you know, and you have it straight. But if you have a mountain that you're dealing with over here, and you have to make havlo, so you have to get the chevel on top, right? You know, you have the kloinzeis, you have the beams on either side of the mountain as it starts, and then you'll make, you know, the havlo up over there. That's how it has to be done with the mountains. And we'll see, being that this is a specific difficulty that you have when you dafka by a mountain, so they're coolest that come out of this. So that's this halacha over here, that or a kaisel for that matter, right? Something which is high off the ground. Ein oimrim yikoyv hakaisel, you don't have to be mavliya it in this fashion. We'll continue on in Tosfos. Ela hikilu chachamim lismach alamida ba'alma. So that's the halacha over here. Oimdei v'hoylech loim. You could estimate over here. The chum were makel that you could rely on amida, an estimation. V'oimdei b'libay v'hoylech loim. And he could estimate it and continue on. Kidimuki loi b'loi nichtash. We'll see in the Gemara is talking about a specific situation where it's difficult to walk up, to climb up. It's very difficult to get this. That's where Chazal gave this kula. So the Gemara over here asks the question. So this braisa just told us that if you reach the kaisel, that you don't have to be mavliyet. this is the category which talks about the halacha of amido, estimation. And that the Gemara Gemara asks that in our Mishnah says it's the din of Mavliya, right? Har, the din of Geder, that you are Mavliya. So this, at this point, the Gemara thinks that whenever you're dealing with something high off the ground, then you can use estimation. In fact, the Gemara, our Mishnah says, even on such a thing, there's a din of Havlo. And that Gemara ends with Hasam Nichata Shmishta, Hacha Loi Nichata Shmishta. It depends on the incline. Right? Depends how difficult the incline is, whether you have to use Havlo or not. If it's Nichata Shmishta, that means the incline is not so steep, then that's where, even by a mountain or a wall, you have to use Havlo. You have to use Havlo, since it's possible to get up there. But if it's Loi Nichata Shmishta, it's very steep, so that's when you have the din estimation. And we'll see in the halacha exactly what the measurements are, when that's so. Now let's continue on over here. Okay, so we just saw now a new thing, right, which wasn't mentioned, right? There's a concept of estimation which is allowed by a mountain, right? Something which the ground goes up. That's a special cool which is given over there because it's difficult to make the havlo, since you know you have to set up beams. This is a new category that we haven't talked about. Something called Chod HaMashkelas Yerik Negda in that. What this means is that, you know, in the building of buildings, if you want to know something is straight, so you know, you have a weight, you tie something up there, you have a weight, and you know the string goes down, you know it's, you know that's straight. That's called the Chod HaMashkelas. Right? Now what Shmuel is saying over here is like this, is that he's referring to a certain size, we call it, that it's considered zokof. It's considered very, very straight up. That means if Chod HaMashkelas is Yerik Negda, if we consider at this measuring line over here is Yerik Negda, it's coming down opposite, right? And it's not pushed off to the side. Right? It's so straight that the line over here, this rope that's led down, is opposite it, so straight up. So on that the halacha over here is moididai medida yafa. Now this is a little tricky over here because this lashon in the Gemara is used to refer to two different things. In this Gemara over here, Rashi explains what that means. Let's see the Rashi over here on top. The side is very erect. The Gemara says later, it's so erect that the bottom is not dal amas away from the top. Straight. Right? So it means it's not really straight, right? Yeah. You know, there is some kind of incline over here, yeah. but it's considered zokot. It's very, 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 what's the word again? Steep. Right, very steep, that the bottom never makes it 4 amas away from the top. Right? Even at the bottom, doesn't get 4 amas away. So this over here, we don't consider this side as walking ground at all. And therefore, it doesn't have to be measured at all, because it's not walking ground. But over here, we're not going to use even kidur to measure that side that it should take up from the tchum. Ela nichnis l'toychay umoidid karka isay medida yofe. That's what it sounds like Rashi's talking about. The guy over here, yeah, from Hamshach Gemara. But, so what do you do? What you do is all that you have to measure is on the bottom. If you have some straight ground on the bottom of this valley over here, that's all that's oil. That's all that goes up. And then you continue on. So if you have this valley, which is very steep, and on the bottom you have a foot, So then that's all that's gonna count. So you can count from this side to that side, only 1 foot. That's all that'll go in. Right? And if it's less than that, it'll be less than that. Right? Same thing concerning a mountain, that if on the top there's some kind of straight area, which is a standing or a walking area, that's all that you count. You know, if not, then nothing will be counted. Okay, so this is what we're referring to. This is the steepest slope that we're talking about over here, which is called Chut HaMashkolas Yerei Kenegdei. This measuring line is considered as if it comes straight down, which already we saw that Rashi tells us, the Gemara later on, Rashi's referring to it, that if it's within Dalet Amos, it doesn't have to be mounted straight down, but if it doesn't extend, the bottom of this thing is not 4 amos away from the top, then you're in this bracket. Now Tosfos over here brings, because you would think that it's really relative to how high it is, right? We're saying that you measure, right, if the bottom of this thing, right, is less than Dalet Amos, then you have that, then that's considered, you know, very steep, right, and you don't measure. Now that really should depend on how high the thing is. Now Tosfos brings over, you see in the second Tosfos.
Why should it depend on how high it is?
You know, how steep it is. You know, so if you have something which is very short, so something which is 4 amos away, right? Let's say it's 3.5. The bottom is 3.5 amos away. It's not the same steep as something which is 100 amos high. Let's say, and the bottom is less than 3 away.
That's right? What it comes down to, no? I mean, it comes down to whether you have that one at the bottom or not.
But if you're measuring the steepness, what do you call that? Of the it's not really the same thing. So this
slope,
is not
slope,
right?
Slope.
So it's not really such a good
in
formula.
In terms of the angle, in terms of how difficult it is to scale.
Yeah, right. So it's not really going to be going to be equal. But however, he says over like this: Tosfos in Pirshei Ben Shmuel ve'ein chiluk ben omok nun l'kof ve'elaf ve'alpayim af al pi shebeis amish shipua shol dover muot noyach lishtamish jesher me'aba amish shipua. Right, this is what Tosfos means. It's there, right? Even though, you know, it's not. You really can't compare, you know, how usable they are one to the next. Nevertheless, in this category, it's decided only on at the bottom of things whether you made it 4 amos away or not. Okay, so that's this halacha. So that means that anything which the bottom from the top is less than 4 amos away, that's the halacha of Chut HaMashkolas Yerei Kenegdei. And over there, the incline is not considered walkable at all. And
what's the minimum height on that? 10 tefachim or?
Minimum height? I don't know. It doesn't say.
What's the guy?
Let's think for a minute. I don't know. That's a good point. You know, how on something which is very short, how you measure that. I'm sorry. What? Guy is a valley?
I'm saying it's your question, right? What's a guy?
Yeah.
What's a?
We discussed in the Gemara, like if something rises 10 amos in tefachim in 4 amos, right? Or 10 tefachim in 5 amos. So clearly, it would have to be more than that.
Hey, maybe. Okay, let's see. Now the Gemara says like this: the kama oimkei shel gai. This is another thing which comes into halacha. The kama oimkei shel gai. How deep down is this valley that we're talking about? That Rashi says that will allow havlo. Rabbi Yosef Alpayim, 1,000 amos, 2,000 amos. Excuse me, 2,000 amos. If the oimek, the depth of the valley is 2,000 amos, then we'll have havlo. More than that, we wouldn't be able to make a havlo. Now there's a ikud da'amri in the Gemara. Ikadamri, Amrabi Yosef, Afilo Yosef Me'apayim even more than 2,000 amas. Kiman, the Gemara says, leketanekama, lekecherim. He doesn't come out like either of the two Tanoim that the Gemara brings. And that Gemara says, we're jumping to over here because this is weird where things come out lehalocha. Hochsam she'ein chot ha-mashkeles yer kinegdoi, hocho b'chot ha-mashkeles yer kinegdoi. The Gemara makes a difference as far as the din of chot ha-mashkeles yer kinegdoi or not. This Rabbi Yosef said that there's no limit. That's if it's in it's very, very zokuf, very steep. But if it's not in that bracket, then there's a limitation of 2,000 hours. Okay, and that's what we'll see. That's going to come out lahalach. Let's just see one more line in the Gemara. This is where the Gemara told Rashi mentioned before. The Gemara doesn't tell exactly where the cutoff line is. What's considered chud hamashkalas yer kinegdo? It's considered it's coming straight down. When is that? Amar avimi dalad. V'chein toni rom barachomo dalad. This and it has to be within dalad amas. If the other side is more than dalad amas away, then it doesn't have this halacha of being very steep, and therefore we'll have to measure it in some way. Havlo, kider, whatever it is. Okay, now let's see this next piece of Gemara over here. Higi lahar. Mavliya v'chaz mindasi. Come to a mountain. The halacha is over here. You mavliya it, then you return. Now, there are two lashanis in the Gemara over here, and we'll learn the second lashan, because that's how we pass an halacha, not too confused with too many things over here. The Gemara, if you see the Gemara, like a few lines down, Rav Huna b'rei davnosin masni l'kula. There's a difference that the Gemara makes, and he learns that this difference that Rava said, in a way that things come out with kula. Lo yishonu el baha hamislaket asoro mitoy chamisha. Aval baha hamislaket asoro mitoy chdalid oimdoi v'hoylech loy. Right, this is the halacha of amida, of estimation, which we discussed before. And he says that this that you have to make a havlo el bahar hamislaket asor mitoy chamisha, that when you walk such a mountain which you won't be going up 10 tfachim, only when you go five amas when you're walking 5 amas in distance, then first you'll first make it up 10 amas. So as far as that's not so steep. But a mountain which is steeper, and therefore you'll by walking 4 amas, you already reach up 10 tefachim high, then that's the halacha of Amida, which you mentioned before. That's the estimation bracket that you don't have to actually measure the havlo. Now over here, mention something, so we shouldn't get a little confused when we see it in halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Rashi says over here, "Masni l'kula." See this Rashi, "Masni l'kula." Bahar mishupa hu debeinan havlo oikider. Aval bezokov oimid ba'alma. So the Rashi over here clearly says that in a mountain which is mishupa, right, which is in the bracket of yud b'teich hei, that's when you need havlo or kider, right, depending on whether you can mavli or not. Avol bezokov oime ba'alma. But if it's 10 tfachim within when walking 4 amas, right, yud b'teich dalid oime ba'alma. Now it's clear in this Rashi over here that this goes on the halacha of havlo and kider. Right, havlo and kider. Both of these. If you have a mountain which is yud mitoch dalid, is you can make the estimation, right, whether whether you know whether you're estimating a havlo or you're estimating a kiddur. That's Rashi's. And we see the halacha, the Rishonim hold that this is only halacha in havlo, but not in kiddur. Yes, that's what we'll see in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see not like that. There's a takam achlekes about this. Right? The estimation then, whether this estimation was said on a mountain which is this, you know, has this kind of slope, whether that would we could estimate whether havlo, well, we should have had to make a havlo or a kiddur, or only by havlo. Okay, now let's pick up over here. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's jump to Siv Dalet over here. Okay, Vayim Didal Kneged Ha'ir. Right, we have to be measuring Kneged Ha'ir. Afilam Yesh Horim V'Gayis Knegda Lo Yelech M'Knegda B'Tzido Shuhu Yashon. When you're first starting to measure, you see the opposite this side of it is, you know, a lot of bumpy areas. So, and over here, it's straight ground. Let me start over here. That you can't do. I've mentioned before that the original measurement has to be kineged here. Don't go to the side where it's straight. V'im the shom v'yachser kineged here. The fim midoshem modad shom. According to that measurement, no elyim doit kineged here. You have to measure kineged here. Uchshegi lahar. Now, when you reach a mountain, the din is as follows: imhu kolkach zokuf. If it's very, if the slope is very much very erect, shem yeridu chod hamashkolus meroishoy lo yisrahek mikineged lamata. She pulled out ames. You have a mountain, and when you put down, you know, the measuring line, the bottom of the mountain is not 4 amas away, and so that's the most steep. So this bracket over here, oz ein tzorach limdud hayirid v'aliyah, over here the up and down of the mountain is not considered walking area at all. So you have to measure that at all. Ela im yesh misha b'roishay, only if there happens to be some on the top of the mountain, there is some walking area which over there it's possible to walk. That's what you measure. V'im ein misha b'roishay ein amodik klal. And if the mountain comes to a point on top, then this mountain won't be measured at all. So that's the first bracket over here, right? Which is called Chura Meshkosh Yer Kenegda. That's within Dal Amos on the bottom. Now, V'im Chura Misrach Im Negda Dal Amos. Okay, now this is the second level, right? Yeah, you have that with the first level. This is the second level now. Second level is that it's not so steep like that, right? The bottom of this mountain is more than Dalet Amos, right, from the top. Now it's like this. If it's mislaket yud mitoichei, dahainu, shabihiloch hei amos shol shipua oilo yud tfochim, this is considered sort of a walking area, because it doesn't, you have to first walk 5 amos in order to go up 10. Oz royim im emis fosse el sfosse el nunamo, we see if from one side of the mountain to the other side it's within 50 amos, then mavliya bechevel shel nunamo, then we'll make the havlo with this rope. And like we saw Tosis mentioned, when you're dealing with a mountain, it means shezoke feitz gavoy besfosse, you have to set up a beam on the side mizeh ve'etz acher knegde misfosse mizeh umeseh chevel mizeh lezeh. And you'll have to stretch a rope from one beam to the next. Bim eni yochel lavli bechevel shonu namu, because it's wider, the area is wider than the 50 amis. Then we have the loch of kiddur. Moedidoi bechevel shal dal amis. You'll take the chevel which is 4 amis long. Vechen yase, and you'll do as follows. Echadoi meberag leha har lamato. One stands on the bottom of the mountain, on the bottom. Be'echa the malu menu b'rochot al ramas. And someone has climbed the mountain 4 amas. V'noisin atach nachelu kneu glibu. And now they're going to, each one is going to hold the two sides of this chevel, which is dal ramas. The bottom person will hold it kneu glibu ve'ehoyen kneu raglov. And the top person will hold it opposite his feet. Yeah. va'oyle hatacht in the mokim sha'oymid ha'elyon va'elyon oyle dalat ames. Then you continue on, and then the next measurement, the bottom person will stand with the top person one, and you'll continue on. V'chen yas actually in the kulay, and that's equal to be measured in Tar Mountain. Now this is talking about when it's considered walkable the mountain, because you're not going to go up 10 tefachim only with a 5 amma walk. V'imhu mishupa yoyse, but if it's steeper than this, shebhil dan amas oyla yud tefachim, that by walking already 4 amas you'll be up 10 tefachim. Oz he kilu by over here there's a kula v'leishichu lahavliyay bechevel shon namu ayde kairis. Over here, since it's difficult to get up this mountain, and it's difficult, since you'd have to be using the beams over here, so Chazal were makel over here. They didn't want matriach him to have to make that. Elo im einboy elo nun amo yishar oisay kama yeshboy lefi emeradas. This is where the dinner of oimid of estimation comes in. So if by estimating he could estimate that this should have been able to make a havlah, so then he doesn't have to actually go through and make the havlah, because it's difficult with the beams to get up there. V'im yesh yoyse minun amo, but let's say it's more than none, so havlah wouldn't have been an option regardless. Then moedidoy b'chevel shel dalet amos. Then halacha is, you make the kida, right? And this is what we see over here. This is mechaber passing, not like Rashi, right? Rashi would be mashma that the estimation was said on both, even on the kida. This is the shita sarosh toisvus that the kula of estimation was only said to replace a havlo, but not to replace the kida. The kida you have to do regardless. We could quickly see Sifhei. Basically, Sifhei is talking about a guy, a valley. And the valley, the difference between the valley is that it doesn't have this cool of estimation, right? Since you don't have the difficulty of being mavliyate, you know, because you're standing on either side. Let's see. Higil guy. If it goes 4 amos away, so therefore it's not rendered, you know, not walkable. Oz roim im yochel havliya bechevel shonun amo mavliya. If you can make it from one side to the next 50 amos, you mavliya vim blav moide bechevel shadal amos. Then you do kider. V'hush lo yehei omok yoyse me'alpayim. This is the halacha over here. This is that stipulation that we have over here. Yoyse me'alpayim. Avol hum omok yoyse me'alpayim. But if it's deeper than alpayim, then you have to measure the entire thing, if it's more than alpayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here from the Levush, Vahatam. If you see in Sivkot and Chof, towards the end, since this is deeper than 2,000 amos, which is the Shir Tchum Shabbos, Choshvu Bifnei Atzmai. Then Chazal looked at it as a place by itself, and therefore it's not subject to the din havlo. So you have to measure the whole thing. V'im ein hachut mischachek mekneged dal ramis. If it's very steep, this is into the very steep bracket over there. It's not considered walkable at all. Oz im yochol lahavliyay bechevel shonanamo mavliyay. Then you mavliyet. V'im lav, ene moided klal hashipua, shol yirid of aliyah, ela hamisha shol matam. Then you only count the walkable space on the bottom. V'afilu imhu omak yoyis melpayim. And this halacha is, like the Gemara says, is that even if it's more than 2,000 amas, in this situation, since you are counting it, it's not walkable space. So the only measurable part of it is just the bottom. So that's all you have to measure. And so that's the halacha over here concerning a valley. Okay, so this is pretty much, these two sifim in Shulchan Aruch over here put the halachas together, sif dalet and and Sifhei. And now you can see over here that in the Bir Halacha, he points out this thing that the din at the end of Sif Dalid, which says that the din of the estimation only applies when you have a havlo, when you estimate it's within 50 to make the havlo. He points out over here that this is machlokes Shemin. Rashi doesn't hold like that, and we paskin lahoka. I'm sorry, we paskin. I think Mechab paskin lahachmer. And it brings down the going that you could be makel, but the mechaber is machmer like that, like those sheets of Hashem, that the estimation was only said on havlo.